seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
Alarmed by my full frontal nudity and the fact that I have something to tell you about sex.
Hello and welcome to I Hear a New World, February 2009, and this is the accompanying podcast to the column I write. I'm Milo, by the way, and the column I write in the Skinny magazine for this month, which is available throughout Scotland now. It's free, so you can pick it up in, like, cafes and record shops and things like that. Now, the column mentions the song that I've just played you, which is Thomas Chuack, Joe Meekwarn's Buddy Holly, which is perfectly timed because on February the 3rd of this year, basically it's the 50th anniversary of Buddy Holly's death. It was also the date that Joe Meek, who inspired this column, by the way, because I Hear New World was his most famous album and song, and he was a very innovative producer for his time. Now, he also died on that date. He killed himself and his landlady. And as that song said, he was pre-warned of Buddy Holly's death, tried to warn him, but he got it a year wrong. So quite interesting story there, I think. And that's out on SL Records on February the 3rd. And now also, you just heard a very short snippet after that from Recording the Impossible, which is a radio play which has been done by Paul Vickers from Dawn of Replicants and Paul Vickers and The Leg, amongst other projects, and it is absolutely nuts. We're going to hear a further extract from that track, which is called Pop Sex Right Now. And then after that, basically that's pretty much all we've got on this podcast, but we're also featured in my column tracks by the Phantom Band and Aidan Moffat and the Best Ofs. And we've got Chemical Underground's first ever podcast for you as well on the Skinnies website. So immediately after this, that will play if you're listening to this on the Skinnies website. If not, you'll need to head over there and just search for I Hear a New World, and you'll find it there. Okay, so before I play you the Pop Sex track, I had a quick chat earlier on today with Dave Kerr, the music editor of The Skinny, about what's coming up in the music section of February's magazine. So we're going to go over to that now. I did interrupt Dave, and I apologise for this, while he was watching a classic episode of Columbo featuring Rip Torn of the Larry Sanders Show, obviously. So I do apologise for that, but to Dave. But let's hear what he had to say.
We're looking at, well, I guess the main thing is Chemical Underground, where we're looking back and kind of casting an eye over their 14, 15 years that they've been in the business so far. Mm-hmm. Darren Carroll has a word with Alan Woodward. He's just basically filling Darren in on the label's goings-on of late. They're for a pretty productive time at the minute with three records out in the first quarter of the year. I've only heard two of them, the Droz album and the Phantom Bands, but they've all had pretty strong reviews.
And yeah, it's kind
of about time we had a bit more Chemical Love in the paper. Elsewhere, we've got a compilation put together by the Desner brothers, Aaron and Bryce from The National.
Oh, yeah.
In conjunction with John Carlin.
Excellent.
Who, I don't know if you know of him, he's this guy who's... It's the Red Hot organisation. They're called Reason AIDS Awareness. They've been doing that for, I think, about 20 years now. And I believe this is about the 14th or 15th album that they've put out.
Right.
Previously, they've put out albums which were kind of medleys of, you know, the biggest names in rap, for example, the Notorious B.I.G. and Wu-Tang Clan on one.
Right.
But then they also put out one a few years back, I think it was a few years back, it's more like 1994 or 93. Mm-hmm. They had a... one from the Goo Goo Dolls to Nirvana,
right.
On it. That was called An Alternative. So
bloody
anyway,
hell.
I hadn't heard a lot of them other than those two, to be honest. But mm-hmm. The most recent one that he's done in collaboration with the Desner Brothers is pretty massive. I mean, it's got everyone from Arcade Fire, The National, Yesair,
mm-hmm.
a lot of very sort of contemporary names in indie rock music, I guess. They're mostly putting together covers and original songs, and it's mostly folk material, actually. It's kind of a different bent for a lot of them. David Burns also involved in it. I think he does a song, The Dirty Projectors.
Right.
And it's worth our cause, I guess, and it's also a pretty amazing album. It's about 2 years in the making, so
right,
Paul Mitchell speaks to those guys anyway about how it came together, what their favourite tunes are and that kind of thing.
Excellent stuff. Any gigs coming up that you're either previewing or?
Yeah, there are a few. School of Seven Bells looks like it could be a decent show. Billy Hamilton speaks to the lad from, I think he was in the Secret Machines previously.
Uh-huh.
They're looking forward to coming to Glasgow to play their new album, I think it's next month. Asobi Sexy as well.
Excellent.
They're
shoegazing, new gazing, you might call it.
New Gaze, Shoegaze, I don't know what the hell you call that, but Nick Mitchell speaks to them anyway. There's a wee feature on them going in this issue, which
Excellent.
Is pretty sweet. Nicely done. And there's also
There's also a wee feature with Riley from Aberfeldy. We're making kind of a surprise comeback, I guess.
Yeah, they're signing to a new label, aren't they? Is it the guy from 17 Seconds blog who set up the label?
Right. So he's kind of he's not really addressing that so much. He's more more engaging with the coke advert that they sort of notoriously sold their tune to.
Right. Well, listen, if Iggy Pop can advertise body insurance, then I think Aberfeldy can get away with it.
Exactly. I think they're entitled to flog a wee tune to the coke advert. So. Especially being chucked off Rough Trade and all that.
Yeah, because they had that vegetarian restaurant song which I liked. It was on one of the Rough Trades or something like that, one of the Rough Trade compilations, I think. But I think it was about possibly, it was definitely about an Edinburgh veggie restaurant, but I wouldn't like to name it in case, you know. I don't want to put any of the other restaurants out of joint, you know. But anyway.
He's also Aberfeldy done a wee tour with James Blunt of all people. So
right, they have sold their soul a bit, haven't they? But we'll not hold that against them.
I'm not really one to say, but he kind of addresses the issue of touring with James Blunt and the rock and roll lifestyle in that respect.
So there we have it. Thanks very much to Dave Kerr there from The Skinny for a very interesting rundown there. Some stuff I didn't know about those compilations. A lot of good stuff coming out. And a good, really good time for Scottish music generally, as it has been the last wee while now. So, thank you very much for listening. We're going to leave you with Recording the Impossible and an extract from their track, Pop Sex. And please listen to the Chemical Underground podcast also.
In fact, sex is more interesting in Japan than it actually is in Britain. You see, the Japanese actually see sex as a good way of relaxing.
I am Seiwa, looking for quick love, be my jailer. Put me on full spin, I got a worm for you, you got a slug for me. We sit in happy tree, I need some battery. Pop up whatever pops, must be pop sex. Pop up whatever pops, must be pop sex. Pop up whatever pop, it must be pop sex. Pop up whatever pops, must be pop sex. I am a lazy man, I like things my way. I am a sexy man, out in the hot sun, like a pop-up book. I want your pop sex, I got a pop-up book. Pop up whatever pops, must be pop sex. Pop up whatever pops, must be pop sex.
I want your pop sex. I want your pop sex.
We have placed a church organ from Kilkenny
in the Antarctic.
Let's see how she's getting on. Oh my goodness. It must be getting a rare old chill. What with all that wind so far up itself. By the way, I'm completely naked.
Skinny.co.uk.